The parasha opens up talking about a Jewish slave. Fascinating. Of all the laws to begin with, right after last week's parasha, of reading about the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, when we start getting into the parasha with so many laws, we begin with the Eved Ivri, the slave. And obviously this is a question that many commentators ask. Is that the first law that you're going to bring up, the slaves? We're talking to a Jewish nation that were freed. There were no probably slaves among them. It wasn't a law that applied for eternity, because today, as we know, there is no Jewish law for slaves. So wouldn't you want to start a law of the practical guide with a more practical thing? The laws of ribbis would seem a good one. The laws of damages seem like a good one. Why begin with this? Someone explain that an eved, a slave, has a certain concept that we all have to know about. An eved has no ownership of anything. Kol masha kana eved, kana rabbi. Whatever an eved acquires immediately belongs to his master. He has nothing in this world. It's everything based on the master. Of course, the master has to treat him well, but everything is based on the master. When it comes to davening, we refer to davening as avoida shebelev. Root word of avoida, service, is similar to the root word of eved. That's what the Torah is trying to tell us when it opens the law. It's not about the laws of eved only. It's about the concept of knowing what an eved is. An eved is somebody that has nothing. And it's telling you that we have to approach davening, avoida, eved shebelev, the same way. When we approach to ask Hashem for things, we don't come and ask Him from a point of we deserve, we have, we're owed. None of these are applicable to an eved. So avoida shebelev, the eved, what he's supposed to talk about, what he's supposed to think about his entire day, it's not only limited to the eved who's a physical eved. That didn't apply to the Jews in the desert. That doesn't apply to us today. But what does apply is this concept and mindset that we have nothing, no ownership in anything. We've said it many times. We are all rentals. None of us own the house we think we own. None of us own the body we think we have. It's all a gift. It's all His with a capital H. That's the way we begin the oral Torah. The laws of everything start with this knowledge. Good Shabbos.